But the water that's flowing underneath the quarry is actually in the Vanteen Brook watershed that services that, and that's the flow path. So I agree that the quarry operation digging a few feet above the water table does have it.
So you agree that
The operation of the quarry had an effect on the spring. I agree.
Yeah, but the dye was entered into the soil in that down.
Well, the dye was injected into the quarry. In the gravel that showed up in the quarry. That's how the report's written. And what I'm saying is that gravel in the quarry, that connection is via the Valentine Brook. Vanteen Brook, I apologize. Vanteen Brook. And not directly to the Sawkill. The reason, I can tell you,
go ahead.
Okay. The reason for that is the USGS monitoring wells, show that the way the groundwater gradient is there actually shows that in that area, the groundwater gradient flows towards the other stream and not towards the Sawkill at that depth. That's what the data suggests.
Okay.
I also looked at, you didn't ask me this, but I did also look at the bromide tracer study that was done where it appears that material was deposited. And the only difference that I have is, if you look at the graph, it doesn't show that there's a connection. If you actually look at the graph itself, and I didn't do a detailed analysis, the other professional geologists did, but this physical looking at it doesn't show where bromide traced into the and from the spring from Sawkill. So I can't rely on that as being a supporting document that says the Sawkill is directly connected to the springs.
So would you support redoing a study to find out if there is a connection from the Sawkill directly to the supply spring?
Well, I'm going to object. That's not really the witness's issue to determine.
I would agree. We'll sustain that objection.
Okay. So did you read in the Giddings report that his conclusion from having done those studies was the biggest threat to the Sawkill was 84, and then the site that at that point the fall shopping mall was going to be constructed on the same site as the, and that was his conclusion from having done the studies, and what is your opinion on his conclusion?
So 84, I think it's clear from 84 there were significant issues. Again, most, if not all, of those issues were related to the Vanteen Brook watershed, related to those activities in that section. The turbidity issues that the string...
I'm sorry, the what? Turbidities?
Turbidity. The turbidity issues that the stream encountered during that 1968 study, if you actually go through and read the boring study, they point the finger at Vanteen Brook, saying the real core area of concern is the area immediately upgrading of the springs in Vanteen Brook as being a very core problem area.
Didn't he
so
say?
84, and then with respect to the site you talked about, the warehouse, on the warehouse site, the western portion of the warehouse, I believe, based on the mapping that's available and the available water level data that we have currently, suggests that the western portion of that site doesn't even flow through the portion of the Sawkill Creek that leads down to your spring. It flows through an unnamed tributary that's just to the east, and then joins the Sawkill Creek down gradient of your springs. Now, on the eastern side of the warehouse property, the drainage system, that is part of the Sawkill Creek. But I don't have a study that says the Sawkill Creek directly impacts the springs. Because the only study that did that, to any great degree...
Say again, what?
The only study that did that, with only any certainty, was the bromide study. The oxygen study said, well, there's some connection. It looks like it's more you know, more Vantine than Sawkill, but they didn't say where it was from. They didn't say it was from the Sawkill stream. Was it from the Sawkill subsurface groundwater flow discharging up at the springs? They didn't point that in that direction. So the only data that points to where the impact is not at the Sawkill, and the bromide study didn't support that. The Vantine Brook study, the Vantine was where the fingers were being pointed. Did I answer your question?
It's a question, sort of. Okay. I don't think it is the conclusion that Todd Giddings came to.
Well, I'm politely disagreeing,
yes,
which is what I
fine.
Said when I referred to him.
Yep, that's fine. I don't think I have any other questions.
Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Petrie. Mr. DiBiase, please take the podium, please.
Does everybody agree with that?
Yep.
Okay.
It's been an hour and a half.
Okay. I was going to stop at this time, but I was hoping we were through cross. But yeah, we'll take a 10-minute recess.
Thanks, everyone.
Okay, we have Mr. DiBiase on cross.
Okay, Mr. Warren, you're a geologist, right?
Yes.
A licensed geologist, right?
Yes.
So is Todd Giddings, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a difference of opinion, or are you trying to undermine his study?
I'm not trying to undermine anything. I asked for the documents that were used to justify the information that was in the source water protection plan.
Yes.
And the resources that were provided. And I looked at that particular study, and those results don't show the answer that was suggested. That's my opinion.
So you're looking at the entire source water protection plan, correct? You looked at the whole thing? Or at least a major part of it?
I looked at the whole source water protection plan.
Yes.
My comment isn't related to the source water protection plan. My comment is related to specifically a letter and associated study with a date November 18th, 1987. To Mr. Michael Stover, that has attached to it Dr. Todd Giddings' analysis of the tracer assessment.
Okay, so that's only one part, right? The tracer assessment is the only part you reviewed?
Well, I reviewed the entire source water protection plan.
Okay.
And my comment regarding the tracer study is based on my review of the tracer study results. So the tracer study results aren't in the source water protection plan. The tracer study conclusion of the results are in the source water protection plan. So I went to the actual source and looked at the actual report with the data.
Okay.
And my conclusion was that the tracer study for bromide doesn't show what was suggested.
So he's a licensed geologist, and you're a licensed geologist, and this is just a difference of opinion, or is this a major difference?
I don't think the study shows what it says. It's presumed to say. Take that however you want. I have no animosity towards Dr. Giddings. I'm just suggesting that the bromide assessment doesn't prove or demonstrate that there's a direct connection between the Sawkill Creek and New Springs. And if you want to use it for that, you can't. That's my professional opinion.
Are there parts of the source water protection plan that Todd Giddings did that you agree with?
Well, first of all, I'd like to just, as a housekeeping matter, We've referred to the source water protection plan, but I don't, it's not in evidence yet. Is there, does this have a full name and a date so that we at least all know what we're talking about? I think it would be helpful.
Yes, so it's called the Source Water Protection Plan for the Milford Springs, Milford Township, Pike County, Pennsylvania, June 2006.
That'll work for me. It just wasn't clear. I mean, I don't think it's clear to somebody who hasn't been sent to hearings what we're talking about here.
Well, anyone who's lived in this area can tell in 5 years.
We're making a record.
Mr. DiBiase, let's keep questions to the witness, please.
I'm only toying with it. Okay. So, do you believe in his, do you believe in his delineated aquifer location?
So, belief is not a...
Okay. Do you concur?
No.
You don't?
No.
And what do you base that on?
So what I base that on is that the western portion of the site, of the, this particular project site,
yeah,
that portion doesn't drain. Well, does that map have arrows on it?
So do you know?
Well, first of all, the map's not in evidence yet. Not that I'm aware of. So.
Well, wait a minute. Isn't it in your map?
It may be, and that's what I'm asking.
Is it in your map that you resubmitted Cook Geology, where it has, what is this now? It's the elevation of the bedrock.
The May report or the July report?
That's not from Todd Gibbons.
No, I understand that. I'm saying that's from you.
Or yes. Cook. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Now, the reason why I'm intimately involved in this is because that western part of the that you're referring to comes towards me, so that's where I'm saying there's a connection. But if you go to the Google Maps or any watershed map, you will see that the delineation of that watershed from that's going towards me and that's going towards the springs is just a sliver of that western side. It's not very much. So most of the building and most of the entire, the 22 acres that you're taking up is in the South Hill Creek watershed.
I move to strike that entire, I don't think it's really a question, but it's testimony and it shouldn't even be in the transcript in my opinion.
I'm gonna grant the motion to strike. You know, as we've talked about before, uh-huh. Everything needs to be a question. I think it would also help if you could describe a little bit the map you're questioning him on.
I think yeah. I found it.
So we can
I believe,
give a foundation to what you're asking.
Let me just suggest that this is in the Exhibit A-15, which is the May 3, 2023 Cook Geologic Report, if I'm seeing it correctly.
Yeah,
it has a date on it of April 16, 2023, doesn't it, Mr. DiBiase? Down the lower
but
level.
But this is the bedrock elevation contours.
Yes.
Did you ever put in the contours?
Well, wait a minute. Let's just, so we agree that that, you agree that that, what I just referred to is from the Exhibit A-15, the May 3, 2023 Cook Geologic Report, and there's a figure, and it's the first page after the completion of the publications in that report. It's called Bedrock Elevation Contours, and there's a date on it,
yeah.
April 16, 2023.
Yeah, that's that. I understand.
Thank you.
But even based on this map, can you come to the same conclusions based on this map? That you make?
Actually, the form of the question, I don't think I know what the same conclusions are.
Correct. I'm not certain what the conclusions you're referring to are.
Well, he's making...
Oh, just hold on. So, if you could maybe state the conclusions you're referring to and ask the witness if he agrees with those conclusions based on this map that you're asking him to look at.
Okay. The conclusion he's making is that most of this site, if I'm correct, most of this site
my word
is in the western... Maps. Is in that western part, and that site flows south and bypasses the springs. And I'm trying to nail down Where is that delineation line, and how are you finding that delineation line?
So you have that map in your hand,
yeah.
Correct? Okay. You see the circle that is marked 850?
Eight hundred and fifty.
It's just south.
Yeah, I see that circle.
Okay.
Yes.
That's a high point. Okay. If you move to the left, that's west. That's a valley structure. That's where the stream is, right?
Okay.
That's a buried valley structure.
That's a buried valley structure.
Buried.
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 And if you move north, up, mm-hmm. towards the top of the page,
yeah.
we get to the project site.
Yes.
So what I'm saying is that about half of the project site is most likely drained through that corridor.
It's most likely
okay,
drainage.
But
sorry, most likely drainage.
Drained through that corridor and not.
Through that corridor?
Yeah, through that corridor and not through the Sock Hill towards the springs.
Okay, based on this map, if I were to superimpose the building and most of the project, most of that project would be in that down gradient, 800 and lower. You're talking about that little section up here between 850 and 8. It's between 850 and so that's okay. Your site over there is at 800. It's not at 850.
So what I'm saying is somewhere between on the project site, there's a line that says 800.
Mm-hmm.
And a line that says 700.
Yes.
Somewhere in the middle there, somewhere, is a divide.
Okay.
I don't know exactly where that divide is.
Yeah.
That's about half the site appears to flow in that direction, and part of the project is due to do additional characterization in the future,
mm-hmm.
and part of that characterization would document that.
So you don't know exactly where the delineation line is.
I know it's not going towards the spring. I know that there's a significant portion of the flow from the site that's not going towards the spring and Sock Hill.
Okay, well, I've looked at maps, okay?
Yeah, I'm already going to object.
Okay, he's going to object. If you look at...
Oh, sir. Let's make you on the right track.
Okay.
Let's ask the question along those lines as opposed to...
Okay, do you know that on Google Maps? Are you aware of Google Maps?
Sure.
Okay, do you know elevation?
Could I just clarify something?
Yeah.
That the stuff elevations on there are the bedrock.
I understand that. If you go to Google Maps or if you go to Pike County GIS maps and you study them, you will see.
Objection. Testimony, please.
Are you aware of Google Maps and the delineation that you can get on? Where a watershed begins and ends, what the dividing line is. You know that you can get that on Google Maps?
Yes, there are watershed divide maps every day.
Let the witness answer the question, please.
Okay. Want to answer that, please?
Two people speak.
Okay.
So let him answer and he'll let you speak.
Okay.
Yes, there are watershed maps that tend to map the watershed area based on topography or topographic features.
When have you last looked at that?
The tree wave.
There was a topographic map in the project.
Right in this area.
Okay. Do you know that the elevation for that elevation for the warehouse is 908?
Objection. Now, are we speaking? Because the question is incomplete, and the question is,
are
you referring to Google Maps, to the elevation from the Google Map, or an elevation from something else?
Well, it could be Google Maps, it could be GIS maps.
Specific if you're asking.
Okay. Well, I was asking him, let's stick with Google Maps. Okay. Or, do you have a map of this in your report?
Yes, there are topographic maps.
Where is it? Can I see it?
I don't know what the exhibit number is. That's
shocking.
All I know is that you're at 908 feet above sea level, and I'm at 874. Okay? And I know where that line is because...
Sir, you cannot testify from that chair. You need to ask questions and allow the witness to answer. You can't explain your knowledge, you have to ask for his knowledge or opinion.
You had a black mark.
Are you looking at a topographical map?
Do you have a map in which I live with you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a topographical map, I have a geography map. I know where I can show them where I think the line is from my studies.
Let's go back to asking the witness questions.
Krause.
Okay. So, if you look, so you haven't looked at it recently, right? Or have you?
It's gotta be over here.
Have you looked at the topographical map recently?
Sure.
And have you looked at where that line is that separates where that water flows towards Micel and where it flows towards the springs?
Yes.
And you're saying, based on your observations, that majority of it is in the western part and that the lesser part is on the part that goes to the south. Is that your testimony?
No, I didn't say that. What I said was that there is about half of the project site drains to the south and towards you. And it drains that way because there's a buried valley structure. What a buried valley structure is like this smiley face. You fold this.
Yeah, I understand.
And then on top of it, we have an elevation. Mm-hmm. The elevation doesn't match the drainage pattern. So watershed boundaries that are written, that are drawn based on topography, if you have these kind of subsurface structures, you could have water in one watershed topographic area actually be flowing into another one because it's controlled by the contact with the bedrock structure that's not reflected in topography. So that's what I'm saying, is that on the western side, there's up to half of the project site, about half, that seems to flow in that direction. The other half of the project appears to flow towards, in some way, towards the Soft Hill Creek.
In some way.
Right, I don't know the actual pathway.
Yeah, because you didn't do an aquifer study correctly.
Because you didn't what? I can't hear you.
You did not, because you, how can you say that?
When you have it? Ask a question.
Can you say that definitively without doing an aquifer study?
May I ask it then? The aquifer study we have, the closest one is your source water protection plan. So I base my conclusion looking at your source water protection plan, which is your aquifer study. Mm-hmm. Your aquifer study is wrong with respect to the flow system for the western portion of the project study. Again, I've looked at every document that I've been given from the Water Authority that the Water Authority and others have used to support the conclusions for the spring. The only one I truly disagree with is that portion of the source water protection plan that basically shows somehow there's groundwater flow going over 3,000 feet almost due east where there's a high spot in the bedrock to get into Soft Hill Creek, where the water has to basically flow up over rock to get into the Soft Hill Creek. I don't agree with that. I think what makes more sense is there's a high spot in the bedrock geology, and in that area, that water is flowing south towards you. And it's important for us to make sure we don't adversely affect you.
Okay, listen. I have the aquifer map, and I have a property map, and I have the high spot that he's talking about.
Now, when you say what is the aquifer map?
The aquifer is the actual that's in the source water protection plan, the delineation.
Well, all right.
So I know what he's talking about. I know.
If you're going to use exhibits, you have to lay a foundation, describe what they are, show them to the witness, but we also need copies. And I'm guessing you didn't bring copies.
Well, listen, we're in a place where you can't project. It's not my fault that we don't have the ability to project an image. I'm doing the best I can. I have it right here. I can show it to the audience. It is the aquifer map that's inside the source water protection plan. And
you're going to need to show that to the witness and have him describe what it is to the best of his knowledge.
Well, I know where he's stuck in the high spot.
Okay, I know. This needs to be
clear. Yeah, if he's seen it, if he recalls seeing it.
Okay.
So,
here's the high spot.
Whoa. We can't do it that way.
You can't say, here's the high spot.
Well, I'm pointing it out to you. He's the one testifying.
Mr. DiBiase.
That's fine.
Hold on.
You can head back over there for now.
Okay.
I'm just going to add, I don't recall this one being in the source water protection plan. I remember a different one that had flow contours on it. That's all it. I don't have my copy with me. I don't remember, I mean, Todd's here, you can ask him if this was, but I don't recall this being in the plan at all.
That's close.
This is in the plan.
There is one in, maybe we can help you, Mr. DiBiase.
Yeah.
In Exhibit A 24, which I distributed, we haven't gotten to it yet, at the last hearing, there is a plan, a very quick map that was page 2437 from the groundwater study called Source Water Protection Plan for the Milford Springs, Figure 6, Inferred Groundwater Flow Directions.
Okay.
I know.
And that looks to be pretty close to the same area that your map showed.
It is. And there's another one that shows the delineation of the aquifer. They're both, one shows flow.
Hold on. All right. This document is not an exhibit in this proceeding as of now. Would you like to try and get this singular map in as an exhibit to show the witness and ask questions?
Yes, please.
Okay. I'll have you show it to the witness, ask him what it is, have him describe it, and then I'll talk to the other attorneys about whether or not they're going to object to allowing that in as a record at this time.
Mr. Orem did testify to this report at the last hearing. My record indicates that it was identified as on page 93 of the transcript that this document was record was identified. I see nothing admitted in that but it was identified. Any questions were asked of regarding this report, of which the page in question is a part.
See, I have only the, I don't have the flow map. It's here somewhere, but I don't have it. So I don't have the flow map.
Well, you have the exhibit book I gave you last time. You have it.
It's,
I don't have the big exhibit. You have it.
No, it's one I gave you today.
No, it's not.
No.
It's the one that was handed out at the last.
Last year. Last year.
This is 24, second from the last page.
Yeah, can we use that? Can we all agree on that one?
Well, you don't have to agree on anything. It's part of the report. It's part. It's identified. If you have a question regarding it, you can answer it. Yeah.
Okay. So,
is that the witness's only copy?
That's, I think, his copy.
The only one I brought. I mean, I gave Mr. DiBiase one last year. He has copies of all of our exhibits. I want my copy back.
Going forward, you need to bring all of the exhibits because this is getting overly complex to show one map. So you have this document in your possession. So next, well, no, that was his. So next hearing, we need you to bring all of the exhibits that you intend to ask questions of the witness so we can move things along. It's now 8:06.
Yes.
And we're not making great progress. So please proceed.
I'm just going to say, if we have projection possibilities, we can do this.
All right, I don't need to hear about the projection any longer. You have a witness there.
Okay.
You have the document in your hand. He has the document. Let's go through your question, please.
Okay, so the pink area is the aquifer. Is that correct?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question.
Is the pink area most of the aquifer? Is that the delineation? Do you agree with this delineation?
The pink area isn't the aquifer. The pink area is an unconsolidated deposit.
Where the aquifer is, correctly?
It's the unconsolidated deposit.
Unconsolidated deposit.
Deposit? What do you say?
Deposit.
Deposit.
Is the aquifer in those unconsolidated?
A portion that so on this, what for this region, there are a number of aquifers. There's a perch condition, there's an unconsolidated condition, and then there's a bedrock aquifer. This figure 6, shows the color version shows where the unconsolidated material is, and then there's representations on this figure of flow lines where interpretations were made of how groundwater flows in the unconsolidated aquifer.
Now, do you think this was just pulled out of the air?
Now, yes. You think this was what?
Pulled out of the air.
I can't understand.
Pulled out of the air.
Pulled out of the air.
I answer no.
I have an objection here. And it's just not good process for the witness and the applicant's attorney to be having off-the-record conversations while the witness is testifying. This is very inappropriate.
It's happened
5 or 10 times already.
To point out an exhibit to you that we're being asked.
I don't know what you're saying. That's the whole point.
Well, I think the microphone would pick it up if I had anything interesting.
I haven't heard any inappropriate conversations.
It's not a question of being inappropriate. There shouldn't be any conversation.
The witness can talk to his lawyer all they want. I see you guys doing over there. It's completely fine.
No, they're testifying.
It happens all the time in these proceedings. We're not governed by the evidentiary rules. I think that he's helping him find exhibits and work through the transcript that we don't have the right version for and find the appropriate paragraphs and pages.
I certainly will agree that I've been trying to point out to him where the question was coming from and where the relevant transcript issue was, and in this case, where the exhibit is. I mean, that's...
So, I haven't seen anything inappropriate, but please, I really need you to stick to questions and answers so we can get through the testimony.
I'm trying. So do you believe these blue lines are inaccurate?
Yeah, I believe some of them are inaccurate, yes.
Inaccurate?
Inaccurate, yeah.
And he's a licensed geologist, too. And hydrologist, are you a licensed hydrologist?
I'm not aware of a license in hydrology in Pennsylvania.
All right.
I know there's some certification programs.
Yeah, are you certified in hydrology?
I don't need to be. Geologist,
professional geologist, but he is a hydrologist, correct?
He's, to my knowledge, Todd is a professional geologist. I don't know if Todd's also a certified groundwater professional or any other credentials. I don't know those. I also think he's a geothermal well installer and trainer, but I don't know all of Todd's credentials.
So you see the red line, correct? The red line goes straight through where the proposed warehouse is going to be.
Right, I agree. I disagree strongly with that red line.
Okay.
I believe that red line should drain down towards you for a good chunk of it. I said about half the project drains down towards you. So what I would do is I would take that red line, I would take it where about on the map, all I can see is a number 6.
Yeah.
Somewhere in that vicinity, that drains towards you via that valley structure. That's the first place I disagree with this map. The second place I disagree with this map is down here.
Where is it?
Down here on the map.
How far down are you going? Are the well heads? By the green well heads?
Down by the green wellhead areas?
Yeah.
I disagree with the map there because water is flowing uphill. To get from where it is to where you want to go, you're going up a hill. I don't think most stream flow is like that. We don't have a lot of streams that flow actually up gradient. So I think there is actually wrong also. It's kind of hard to get to the monitoring wells when there's a topographic divide for surface water.
So let's just stop here. So can we next time have a map that shows elevation, that shows watershed boundaries, so that we're all on the same page? Because I understand what he's saying.
If you would like that exhibit, you're perfectly within your rights to create it and try to get it in through a witness or hold it for your case.
Okay.
Do you have more questions for the witness?
I do.
Okay.
All right. May I have my paper?
Oh, you want it back?
Yeah.
So in your testimony, page 84, line 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, you say...
I think we agree, Mr. DiBiase, again, to clean up the record to make sure it stays clean. You're referring now to what we call the official transcript.
The official transcript. 84, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Page
84. Page 84. Line 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Right? You said that road salt storage activity is a concern. You said that 84 is a concern. You said that Route 6 is a concern. And you said the gas station was a primary concern. Correct?
Well, the testimony speaks for itself. I mean, well, is there a question?
Okay, yeah.
I was just looking at the context for the answers. Yes.
Yeah, let's allow the witness to respond. Yeah. But ask a question with a question mark to make it easier.
Those were the primary concerns based on pre-existing conditions. What's there now?
Right. So my question to you is, if that's the case, correct, why add more risk on top of risk? What's the logic in that?
So my answer to that is that's why they hire a professional geologist. Somebody buys a piece of property, they say, hey, we're looking at doing this here. They hire a professional and they say, what can go wrong? What should we do? And conduct an assessment. And those assessments may have varied layers. So that's my job. I'm not a real estate professional. I don't own the land. I'm, you know, that's not my role. My role is to provide fact-based information to my client. My role is to provide fact-based information to the public and fact-based information to the board. That's my job.
Okay. Now, you rely a lot on the 1968...
Wait, one second. Can you just repeat
the... Hold on, sir. Let him ask the question.
I just wanted the word.
Clarification.
Of the word he used.
We'll get clarification after he asks the question.
In your testimony, correct, you say that the 1968 report, you rely heavily on that, correctly?
Yes, and I think it's a very good report. We are lacking a lot of the data. Mm-hmm. The appendixes weren't provided, and I conditioned my comments based on that lack of information, saying I'd like to have them, that data available, and you know, to further strengthen or weaken my position.
Why are you going to a 55-year-old report for the basis of your, theory?
Because that's the last time anybody spent any money to figure out what's going on up here.
No, that's not true.
No, sir.
Okay. Well, let me just say
that has actual answers.
Well, Milford Water Authority got it.
Say again. What?
The Milford Water Authority got a grant from Penn, PA, to do a aquifer study by a licensed geologist, hydrologist. They did it. They delineated it. It's in the record, and you're completely like going around it, kind of. Correct?
Well, first of all, if it's in the record, I haven't. I don't think it's been identified. I haven't seen it.
He's identified it.
He may have referenced it, but the document itself is not in the record.
I believe that's correct, but it's also, you need to ask questions. That was a long statement. So please ask questions of the witness.
So you're relying on a 1968 document. When, are you aware of the tracer study done in 1989?
So I'm relying on...
Question was yes. Oh, yes or no.
The state review again.
Are you aware of the chemical tracer study that was done in 1989?
Yes.
And what is your opinion on that?
The bromide tracer study that was done by Dr. Giddings.
In 1989, is that the one?
It's not. So the bromide tracer study by Dr. Giddings, that's what you're asking me about?
I don't know what study was done in 1989. Is that the one?
That's the transcript.
Because there was other ones. There was done one done in 2000. Are you aware of that?
What's the one are you looking? Which one is the witness looking at? Or is the questioner looking at?